This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off tonight in Bangladesh, where six men have been sentenced to death for killing gay activists, among others. They're a part of a series of attacks on people like atheists, bloggers, academics, and other minorities that shocked the South Asian nation. The particular cases that affected the LGBTI community were two LGBT activists. One was Zulhan Manan. He was the editor of Bangladesh's first magazine for the LGBTQ community. It was called Rootban. And also an actor, Muhab Tonoi. They were both very young, 35 and 25 respectively. They died in very violent and tragic circumstances in 2016. And as we mentioned, this was a series of attacks. Well, they found eight defendants. Six have now been found guilty. There has been a really mixed response to this. I mean, very positive that they have been brought to justice, but there is a mixed response to the death penalty being applied here.
I mean, it's both sad, obviously tragic, the underlying story. And as you say, it is interesting that this, you know, that there is a sense of justice that's been brought. This is a story worth just hearing from so many countries, and it's not necessarily just related to our community, but it's the silencing of journalists, activists from a range of different movements, and often underpinned by this use of blasphemy, you know, the justification being grounded in blasphemy.
Of course, Bangladesh, it's a Muslim-dominated country. Same-sex relationships are illegal. So just getting a magazine for LGBT people out was amazing. Yes, local activists have said, whilst they're happy with the judgment, you know, it's taken a long time to get justice, but they would have preferred a life sentence instead of the death penalty.
Now in Alex. Poland... Well, it's a mixed story in a sense that the background is not cheery, but the chief rabbi has come out and publicly condemned Poland's so-called LGBT free zones. Now, we've touched this story before here on our program, and of course most listeners will know about these notorious sort of towns in Poland that have declared themselves LGBT free zones. Which just basically means everyone's forced back into a closet. So I thought this story appealed to me because it's interesting that we've got, you know, a religious community coming out in defence of our community. And it's you know, someone of myself who has been, my family's been directly touched upon by the Holocaust and links to Poland is, you know, I was really heartened by this story about these, basically saying that as far as he's concerned, he wants every Jew in his sort of mantra is that every Jew in Poland should feel welcome, and that they feel as a Jewish community, which of course with Poland's history with the Holocaust and other periods of anti-Jewish experience, that it's their job as a Jewish community in Poland to stand up for everyone in society that is being suppressed and persecuted.
He's also, though, taken it back to the actual Jewish laws and said it is not based in the Jewish laws. It is against the Jewish laws for this kind of discrimination. So I think for a rabbi to be speaking like that is a very positive thing. Now, Paul, we don't often cover Formula One racing on this show, but you've got a story for us.
Well, yes, that's one of the reasons why I picked this story. And it's actually in the neighbour country to Poland. So in Hungary, they recently held a Formula One contest. And one of the high-ranking, high-profile drivers, Sebastian Vettel, wore a rainbow shirt prior to the race, and the T-shirt bore the message "Same Love." He also had a rainbow face mask. He had rainbows on his helmet and on his trainers. And he's actually come out in support of the LGBTI community in Hungary, and particularly the anti-LGBTI legislation that the Hungary Parliament has recently passed.
The impressive thing about this is that this is a worldwide audience of billions of people that see this. So it's, he's certainly sending a message in Hungary, but it goes much, much further.
Yeah, so there's been actually a couple of high-profile allies that have shown their support, particularly in the UK. So you've had the Liverpool captain, who's Jordan Henderson, and also an ex-England rugby player, James Heskell, have also been very vocal allies to the LGBTI community in the UK. So the more that we can get people, such visual and high-profile people to support, to come out as allies, we need to support people, support the community going forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just a final nod, we did mention at the start of the Tokyo Olympics the number of out athletes that were there. Well, the Paralympics are no different. In fact, there were 34 openly LGBT athletes competing at the 2020 Paralympics, which ended just recently, and many medal winners amongst them. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.